bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Soprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Soprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. It's 1 o'clock. You know what that means?
Yeah, that means wait.
Excuse me?
I'm not doing a bit here. It genuinely means wait. I didn't do
that. Oh, you're supposed to do that 3 hours ago.
I know.
You reminded yourself 3 hours ago.
I did. I did remind myself and still failed.
Oh my God!
I'll say the winner's name today.
Oh my!
I'll say the contestant's name today. I have it up.
Oh my God!
Can you do the read, please?
Are you ready now?
Yes, I am ready now.
All right, it's time for today's biggest fan. Congratulations to today's biggest fan,
Matthew Johnson in Fallbrook.
Matthew Johnson in Fallbrook. Give us a call in the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. And you'll qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season. Catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Register your name at 97thefansd.com/biggest fan today. Matthew what?
Matthew Johnson.
Matthew Johnson.
In Fallbrook.
In Fallbrook, you're today's biggest fan. You got 10 minutes, buddy. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Have an opportunity. The insults that Rod gives on every player, on every fan that's not named him or Nate or whoever else is in the chat that hasn't been called yet.
Yeah, we can't read that one. On air. It's hilarious, though.
I'd love it for it to say Wilbur T. Wildcat in Tucson. You are today's biggest fan.
Is Rod allowed to win it again? Because, I mean, he won it last year, no?
I don't know if he could have multi. You know, he's trying to defend his title.
Back to back.
He's trying to defend his title. That's amazing. All right. Anyway. Now we're talking. Wilbur T. Wildcat, you're today's biggest fan.
Sorry, bud. You need to have a residence in San Diego.
Dang it.
Sorry, bud.
We got a lot of great NFL games tomorrow. Let's get to today's NFL whip around.
Did I say Wilbur T. Wildcat? I meant Wilbur T. Fryer. My bad.
All right. Let's get to it. What do we got? Tomorrow we got some good games.
All right. So Thanksgiving, we have the 7-3-1 Green Bay Packers taking on the Detroit Lions, who are 7-4. Lions are favored by 2.5 in, as you would call, Detroit.
Detroit. I like the Lions in this game. I like them at home, battling on Thanksgiving. They've been good on Thanksgiving the last couple of years, it seems like. Packers are underdogs for the first time this season. They are the only team in the National Football League that has been favored in each of their games heading into Week 13. The Packers have already won more division games than they did all of last season when they were swept by the Lions and the Vikings and split with the Bears. Oh, my. But I like the Lions in this game. Detroit will be looking to get payback after the season opening loss to Green Bay. Coach Dan Campbell and his team are looking forward to another shot at facing their NFC North division rivals on Turkey Day, where the Lions lead the all-time series versus Green Bay 12-9-1 on Turkey Day. Quote, we took a loss in week one, so it's a divisional game. Edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson said, this is as big as any game we'll play in the regular season. I like the Lions.
Bold prediction, Hutchinson, the aforementioned Hutchinson, will be held to two or fewer pass rush wins.
I'll buy it. I think Jordan Love gets the ball out quick. He throws picks, but I think he gets the ball out quick.
On we go. The middle game on Thanksgiving, 6-5 Kansas City taking on the 5-5-1 Dallas Cowboys. Kansas City favored by 3.5 at Jerry World.
I think the Cowboys win this game. Now remember, maybe it's a 9-point spread because you always get 3 points at home as a favorite, and the Cowboys usually account for 3 points themselves because their fans always bet them to win. So it might be Kansas City by 9 in reality, but I think the Cowboys win this game against Kansas City and put some pressure in the NFC East. They got their back. Both teams got their backs against the wall and making the playoffs. This is going to be a good football game tomorrow as everybody's partaking in their Thanksgiving holiday.
I agree.
Two of the most hated teams playing each other.
Agree.
Brandon Aubrey game winner and then eating a turkey leg after. That's my bold prediction.
Patrick Mahomes will record a 90-plus QBR for the first time this season.
I will also buy that because the Cowboys defense is trash.
Here you go.
Not great.
The nightcap on Thanksgiving. The 3-8 Cincinnati Bengals taking on the 6-5 Baltimore Ravens. Ravens favored by 7 at home.
I'm taking Baltimore.
I agree.
Cincinnati's not very good. They're just not. I know Burrow's back, or he's supposed to be back.
Shouldn't be back.
I just don't think they got anything left to beat Baltimore. Baltimore's playing good football right now. And like we said 5 weeks ago, when they've gotten the 5-0 run, the five-game winning streak, they're favored in all the games on the way out. And T. Higgins is out. So I'm going to the Ravens.
Ravens tight end Mark Andrews will record at least 50 yards receiving for just the second time this season.
How many rushing yards is he going to get?
Doesn't say anything about rushing yards.
I know, I'm just making a joke from his quarterback keep deal. I will buy that. I think Mark Andrews will.
From what I'm seeing, we have no more bold predictions for the weekend. It was just those three games.
That's what I said. It's just the three games.
Okay. So Friday, 8-3. A team that is known as
the Bears.
Go into Philadelphia to take on the
ELGFES Eagles.
ELGSES favored by 7.
I'll take the Eagles. I think they're going to win. I even would take them as, we still have them in our survivor pool. I think they win. I don't think they're going to win two games in a row. Lose two games in a row. And they're not losing at home to Chicago. Chicago's looked iffy all year. They've looked very mediocre. You are without doubt the worst 8-3 team I've ever seen. But you have heard of us, the Chicago Bears. I'm taking the Eagles. I don't think they're losing two games in a row, and they're not going to lose at home. I would pick them to be your survivor pick if you still got them available.
Bold prediction is it'll be Saturday the next day. Sunday, 8-4, San Francisco 49ers taking on the Cleveland Browns, who are 3-8. Niners favored by 4.5 in Cleveland.
They didn't look very good with Brock Purdy on Monday. Brock Purdy is such a waste of money. But anyway, I'll take the Niners. They'll cover.
Anyway, how was your night?
Yeah, Browns aren't very good.
7-4 Jacksonville taking on 1-10 Tennessee. Jacksonville favored by 6.5 at Nissan Stadium.
Nissan?
Sure.
You do know the car is a Nissan, right?
Okay.
Nissan Stadium?
Same thing.
What do you think of some rich, like, Tennessee plantation owner or something like name? Like,
sure.
Back in the day?
You never know.
Could have been. Stadium. This could be a game that... I can't pick the Titans every week to think they're going to get that gotcha game, but the Jags are bad enough to lose that game. Jags should have lost last week to Arizona. I'm taking the Titans. +6.5. Give me Cam Ward. It's getting better.
6-5 Houston Texans taking on the 8-3 Indianapolis Colts. Colts favored by 4.5 at home.
These are our Colts.
Stop it. Stop. You will never, ever get me. If you want that as a drop,
you got to get it as a drop.
If you want
we're
that
gonna
as a drop,
we're going to suffer through it
together. You are going to have to put that in, and you are going to have to come over here and press the button because I am not doing it.
I think Nate should call into the show and sing it for us.
No.
And then play it. These are our Colts. Texans are actually playing pretty good football right now, but I'm gonna take Indianapolis. They bounced back after they lost to Kansas City last week.
2-9 New Orleans Saints versus the 4-7 Miami Dolphins. Finns favored by 6. Not 6.5. 6.
Is every other game a half spread?
Yes. There were like
except for Denver. Denver's got a 6-point spread too. Oh, Philly and Baltimore and stuff. It's Chris Ella's week to watch the Dolphins.
It is.
He can have fun watching that game. I'm taking Miami. Saints are so bad. They are one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Hey, you
how
never
did
know.
They beat the Giants?
You never know.
How did they beat the Giants?
Everyone's beating the Giants.
They Dolphins might are a little bit of a roll right now.
They might have a new kicker, too. So
stop it.
Just be ready for that one.
Okay, cool. So they score 12 points instead of 9.
That's better than 9, is it not?
Hey, the Dolphins have won 3 of their last 4. Beat the Falcons, beat the Bills, beat the Commanders.
A couple times last night, I'm sure you would have killed for a field goal.
We have the ability to kick field goals.
I'm just saying, you bet you wish a couple times last night you wish you would have had those three points.
We have field goal kickers.
Not saying you didn't miss any. I'm just saying
you didn't attempt any.
Exactly. I'm just saying you bet you wish you would have had those 3 points at some stages of the game last night.
You're trying to justify Justin Tucker being on a team right now, and I'm not allowing it. Moving on to the next game.
I'm making a joke.
I don't care either way. I'm just saying.
The 4-7 Atlanta Falcons taking on the 2-9 New York Jets at MetLife Stadium. Jets 2.5-point dogs at home.
What Atlanta team's going to show up?
That's
the biggest question. What Atlanta team's going to show up? There are times where Bijan Robinson has a great game. And they do really good. And then there's games like where they lose to Carolina or the Dolphins. They were able to beat the Saints last week 24-10. They were on a 5-game losing streak before then. The Jets are awful. God. Michael Penix Jr. isn't playing. He's out for the year, right?
Yep.
Tyrod Taylor's playing for the Jets.
Yep. You know what's worse than...
J-E-T-S, Jets. I'm taking the Jets.
You know what's worse than...
People have to watch that game.
You know what's worse than Atlanta's ability to play against a bad team?
What?
We are 0 for our last 5. I'm the biggest fan. We have had one call in the last 2 weeks.
How's everybody else doing?
I don't pay attention to the other shows.
Not very good, though.
Yeah, no.
It's holiday time, man.
No, I get it, but still, we started off like a ball of fire. And it's just falling apart. The 3-8 Arizona Cardinals taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bucs are down 6-5 after their big loss last week, favored by 3.5 at home.
I'll take the Bucs. Oh, wait, they don't have Baker Mayfield now. I think he's out. If I'm not mistaken.
I still think they're
better than the Cardinals, though. Arizona, I mean, who's playing quarterback in that game? Jacoby Brissett and whoever the Bucs backup is? Who I can't think of off the top of my head?
People are going to have to watch that. The 9-2 Los Angeles Rams taking on the 6-6 Carolina Panthers. Rams favored by 10.5. But then again, as we know from a couple weeks ago, all Carolina has to do is win the coin toss and the game is over.
I guess it is Teddy Bridgewater down there. Go back to the Bucs game for a second. I remember this now. Baker Mayfield has an injury in his shoulder.
Yeah,
that could either be season ending or like he misses a week.
Yeah, I think they said that he doesn't need surgery. Was one of the things I saw.
Here's the latest from Graziano. I think the injury absence for Baker Mayfield would be a significant problem. The Bucs haven't had their entire offensive line or wide receiver group at all and have been without starting running back Bucky Irving longer than expected. Still in first place in a division that doesn't have a particularly strong challenger. Schedule eases up a bit in December, but if Mayfield sits out because of the left shoulder injury, we don't know for sure whether he will. Winning games will be tough in the short term. Bucks expect Irving and receivers Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan to return at some point, which would help, but Mayfield makes that offense go. His late-game toughness has been a big part of why they're 6-5 despite the injuries. I'm still taking Tampa in that other game. What was the next game that we got to?
The 9-2 Los Angeles Rams taking on the 6-6 Carolina Panthers. Panthers 10.5 point dogs at home.
I'm taking the Rams. They're the best team in the National, in the NFC.
All you need is the coin flip, though, if you're Carolina.
Apparently, so.
4-7 Minnesota Vikings taking on the 8-3 Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks are 10.5 point favorites at home.
Jeez. That is a big spread. I take the Seahawks. JJ McCarthy is not. Hasn't been the answer so far.
Love it. 7-4 Buffalo Bills taking on the 6-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers 3.5 point dogs at home.
I thought the Steelers were going to get the Bears last week. The fact that they lost that game, I don't know what games they're going to win from here on out. We talked about the scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose the Bills. They're going to lose the Ravens. Maybe they'll get the Dolphins at home. They're going to lose the Lions.
To be fair, we haven't really been good at predicting teams against their future schedule. Look at what Oklahoma has done this year.
No, they've done a pretty good job.
They've
kind of surprised on that.
Yeah,
we've done a lot better job in the NFL. We just don't keep track of our NFL picks.
Correct.
They're losing to the Bills. Bills are going to have a good win there. Steelers are not going to make the playoffs. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
The 2-9 Vegas Raiders take on the 7-4 Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers favored by 9.5 against the Raiders.
Home game for the Raiders in Inglewood.
Yes.
I'm taking the Raiders.
There you go.
Raiders are awful. I'm taking the Raiders. That is a game. We still have the Chargers available for the Survivor pick. There's no way on God's green earth am I picking the Chargers at home against a 2-9 Raider team. No way. That has disaster written all over it. That has our disaster. What a bad idea. That has that game written all over it. That game has that saying written all over it.
The
Raiders.
Yes.
Raiders, baby.
Final game of the AFC West. The Washington Commanders are going to be at home. They are 8-3. They're going to be 6-point dogs to this 9-2 team.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
I'm taking the Broncos.
I agree.
They've proven that they're deserving of their 9-2 record, obviously. And Washington's not good without Jaden Daniels. They are dog bleep. They are so bad.
We are not going to have time to discuss this coming up. So, up next on
Monday Night Football.
The 2-10 New York Giants taking on the 10-2 New England Patriots. Pat's favorite by 7.5.
What's Nate think about this game? Does this game scare Patriots fans?
It
seeing
should.
Seeing the NY on the side of the helmet?
It honestly should. The Giants, if you're within 50 points of the Giants in the fourth quarter, you have a chance to win, number one. Number two, this matchup for years, even before the Super Bowls, this match has brought out the best in both teams. I'm expecting this to be a really good game.
Patriots win, but it's close. Patriots O-line is dismantled right now. Drake May is going to have a great day against the Giants. The Giants have played everybody tough. I mean, they're 2-10, but if you look at this, they're not getting blown out.
They're
playing everybody tight. They lost the Lions by a touchdown, the Packers by a touchdown, the Bears by 4, Niners by 10. I mean, the Eagles kicked your ass, but other than that, they've lost to the Broncos by 1. They even beat the Eagles.
The Giants.
The Giants are
the
like...
Giants haven't gianted. They could very easily be 7-4 right now.
I agree. And then injuries not go their way. They got no offensive coordinator now. Or defensive coordinator, whatever it is.
Biggest news out of Giant Land, though, is that Cam Scataboo said his mother is of Mexican descent. So Cam Scataboo is Mexican.
What does that have to do with anything? That's the fun fact of the day.
Yeah, exactly. That's your fun fact of the day, presented by me.
Giants cover. Giants cover. On Monday Night Football. God, what a Monday night. I'm surprised that game didn't get flexed. I think tomorrow is the best games of the week in the National Football League. Are they not?
I mean, from top to bottom.
Chiefs, Cowboys, Packers, Lions. I mean, even Bengals and Ravens could be interesting. It's a divisional game. And then your next best game is Bears, Eagles. What's the game on Sunday that's the best? Bills, Steelers?
Yeah, I mean... You can go with that.
Watching the Chargers implode to the Raiders? That's going to be funny.
That'll be pretty good.
Geno Smith lighting up the lightning bolt at SoFi? Be hilarious. That's the best game. All the best games are on. The games get progressively worse as the weekend goes about. I would just, if you flip the Bears and Eagles game to Thursday, and that was the night game instead of Bengals and Ravens, you could probably make that argument all the way
through. It'd be a hell of a Thanksgiving day.
Niners Browns is nah. Jaguars Titans is nah. Texans Colts is okay. Saints Dolphins, trash. Falcons Jets, garbage. Cardinals Bucks, no. Rams Panthers, nah. Vikings Seahawks, thumbs down. Bills Steelers, nah, okay. Not bad.
I think Bills.
Raiders Chargers is blah. Broncos Commanders is blah. And the Giants and the Patriots are blah.
I think Bills Steelers for name recognition. As far as national is concerned, yeah, I think that's probably your best game.
You know what? You know what that means? It means all these games are going to come down to the wire on Sunday.
Of course.
That's why we love the NFL. We also love eating Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, you love the NFL.
We love the NFL. It's scientifically proven. When we come back, we'll talk about a lot of different things. We're going to talk about some Thanksgiving stuff that we're going to get to when we come back at the 30 spot, the last bottom of the hour. Luca De La Torre will join us from San Diego FC, and we'll give you a preview of what's going on this weekend in high school football with the final part of the championships as we continue. Braden Zapprenet Show, San Diego One Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. So get
Black Friday, more like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ready to dive into your Thanksgiving weekend. Looking forward to a fun time. We are hosting this year. My family is. So a lot of extra work, Frank, to do. So we have smoking two birds.
There you go.
I got mac and cheese. I'm in charge of the mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. I've made it the last couple of years. I might prep that tonight and then throw it in the oven tomorrow morning.
That would be incredibly smart.
We did that last time and it was great. Try to get as much of that stuff done as possible, so like you just throw it in the oven at certain yep. times, because you got all these things you got to do. Now, the benefit of smoking the turkeys mm-hmm. on the Traeger or your smoker is now you have open oven space
yep. mm-hmm.
for a lot of the other things. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Honestly, for me, it's just the turkey.
All right, so you're a mains guy. You're not a sides guy.
No.
Not a sides guy.
No, I'm not a sides guy.
I like the sides. I like it all. I mean, I like it all. We do turkey and ham and
white meat with skin. I'm good.
So we're going to have all of that. It's going to be good stuff. I like the cranberry sauce out of a can. You don't heat it up, though. It's like almost like jelly.
Good.
That stuff's good. That stuff's good.
I'll dig into some ham as well too. I mean, that's
rolls. Got to have rolls.
Yeah.
All right. Let's put it this way. Got yourself a plate. You can create, just make them appear, your perfect Thanksgiving plate. When you go down the buffet line, what are we doing here?
Juicy white meat turkey.
Okay.
With skin on. Probably a good slice of ham. Like it doesn't need
good
to be
slice of ham.
Like it sense. Doesn't need like it doesn't need to be honey ham. It just a ham is fine.
Stuffing is probably the next thing.
Stuffing would be there.
Okay,
a little bit of mashed potatoes, a little bit of mac and cheese, and
put gravy on the mashed potatoes.
No, not a gravy
not a big guy. Gravy guy. Well, yeah. Have you ever made gravy before? That's gross. You got to use like all the stuff that comes in the neck and the heart and the kidney and all that. Ugh.
And
I made that last year. People, I was gross. You got to have the rolls too. I like the cranberry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Mixing that in. What about sweet potatoes? Yes or no?
No.
Not a sweet potato guy.
No.
Tastes too much like pumpkin pie. If your biggest thing on sweet potatoes is, well, I put brown sugar on it and therefore it's great. Well, you know what? Yeah, of course
seasoning.
It is. Yeah, we have
our guest calling in now. So, I mean, we could take it now if you want.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
That's fine.
Well, let me just make sure.
All right, so we're going to be joined now by San Diego FC midfielder and a San Diego resident in Luca De La Torre as we get ready for a big game against Vancouver coming up on Saturday. So we got that big game coming up on Saturday. Again, we're not going to be on for the next 2 days, so now's when we're going to get the preview. So joining us now on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline is a San Diego FC midfielder, San Diego resident, born and raised here in San Diego. His name is Luca De La Torre. He joins us on the Brayton Soprano Show. Luca, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you coming on. Obviously, with the holiday that we were just talking about, what we're eating at Thanksgiving, big Thanksgiving guy, you're going to have a nice little meal on Thursday. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, going to be going to the house of friends of my parents, and it's the first one I've actually had in America in about 12 years, so big day.
Going to be a big day. I'm sure it's great playing in your hometown. You grew up here. You played for the Nomads, Surf, Carmel Valley Sharks. Now you're playing in a sold-out Snapdragon Stadium with a trip to the MLS Cup on the line. What has this moment been like for you personally as a local kid living in the cities, you know, living in the city and being part of the MLS's first playoff run here?
Yeah, huge. You know, this city deserved a team for such a long time and never got it. So now that it's finally here and that I'm a part of it and we're a good team that plays good football and we win, you know, it means everything. It's everything I dreamed of.
You've played in La Liga before. You've, of course, played for the U.S. men's national team. How has the style and tactical approach under Mikey Varas challenged or helped you evolve your game in this first year of San Diego FC?
Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot. The coaching staff here is excellent. They have a really clear idea about what they want the team to do, and they're always looking for new ways to teach players, to show things. I have nothing but good things to say about the way the club has been run and set up and the coaching staff here.
Let's talk about the last game you guys played in, obviously, against Minnesota. They sat deep all night, made it tough to create chances. When you came on, what were the instructions, and how did you see your role in helping this team break down those compact defensive setups like we might see again against Vancouver?
Yeah, when I came on, we were 1-0 up, so it was more about managing the game. They were just launching the ball long, so in my position, it was all about fighting for second balls. Vancouver would be probably a little bit of a different game. I imagine they have a different style of play. For us, it's about being ready for that and more importantly, like putting the game into the territory that we want to play it in.
Played in a lot of World Cup qualifiers, Copa America prep, and earned, caps with the national team. How does that experience in high-pressure environments translate to moments like the conference final that you're about to play in front of 32,000 San Diegans?
Yeah, really good. It's interesting, because those World Cup qualifying games are super intense, or like if you're playing in Europe and your team's in danger of getting relegated, it's a totally different feeling now, like playing for a trophy. It's a lot more kind of positive pressure and games that I'm really looking forward to. So if anything, it's a bit easier.
We're talking with Luca De La Torre, who is the midfielder for San Diego FC, joining us on the Brayden Suprenant Show, getting ready for the big game coming up on Saturday against Vancouver for a trip to the MLS Cup Final. A lot of players after Monday night said it was one of the loudest matches in the stadium's history. From your perspective, how much impact does that energy have on the pitch for you guys, especially in a tight match like a 1-0 win over Minnesota?
Yeah, it's incredible, especially in these one-off games. It's had 35,000 people in there and screaming and being so loud gives us like energy in those moments that we need it. And it just, yeah, it helps so much. It's so much easier to win games of football at home with a crowd like that than it is to win them away.
Game against Vancouver on Saturday, as mentioned before. San Diego FC, obviously, it's only the second expansion team to ever reach the conference final its first year. How are you and the team balancing that excitement of this run with also the focus needed for Saturday's matchup against Vancouver? And what are some of the challenges that Vancouver brings as an opponent?
I think for us, it's really simple. We're just focusing on the things that we can control. We all, at this point in the season, we've been training together for 11 months. We all know the way we want to play. We understand each other and the things we want to do on the field. And it's about maybe having just a few details to focus on to adjust to the way that Vancouver is going to set up, and then just going for the game and trying to win the game the way that we know how.
We've asked this to a lot of San Diegans that we have had on the show that have, Major League Baseball players, other soccer players, other, professional athletes, coaches that have grown up in San Diego. Their favorite thing to eat when they come back home, when they've been away from home for a long time. It's kind of been a torn between two certain spots. But let me ask you, Luca, when you came back to San Diego, anytime you came back to visit or you come back home after a long trip on the road with San Diego FC, what's the first thing food-wise that you have to get that you can't get anywhere else?
California burrito, 100%.
California burrito is the answer for most of the athletes all the time. It's either that or In-N-Out, Luca. So I feel like you could get In-N-Out a lot more places, but you can't get that California burrito out here.
Nah, I would recommend a place called Porky Lands in Carmel Valley, or I like Taco Stand also in La Jolla a lot.
That's great. That's good. Two solid places that I've been to. Luca, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the time with the family the next couple of days and look forward to watching you play on Saturday here at Snapdragon Stadium.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Luca De La Torre joining us on the Brayton Suprenant Show as we continue here. Getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. San Diego FC will be in action against Vancouver on Saturday night at Snapdragon Stadium. A win and they advance to the MLS Cup Final. When we come back, we'll talk about what's going on in the rest of the weekend for high school football as well as college football, the NFL. We got a lot more to get to and a little bit of a preview between the Aztecs and Baylor tonight in college basketball to finish up the show.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
And coming up next will be Best of Bennett Woods from this morning. It'll be this morning's show.
The best of, meaning the entirety of.
The entirety of. We're the only people in the building right now, I think.
That's a good feeling.
We're the only people here.
That's a wonderful feeling.
I tell you what, it's at least, you know, it's you and I. Before, I had been in this building many of times where it's just myself.
So have I. Doing Padre games.
Yeah. I mean, during COVID, it was every day. It would be like me, and then it was like, oh, look, Scraby showed up. Wow, Thanksgiving pack? What is this? The overlays? They have Thanksgiving overlays from generic from StreamYard?
Cool, so this is what we're going to do for the last... Oh, yeah, we're just...
Wow!
We're just messing with...
Turkey wagon. Look at that. A turkey badge. Autumn corner. Why didn't you add these before? This is fantastic.
Because I didn't know they were on here before.
Come on, man. Look around a little bit.
Look around a little bit. No, no, no. No, now you want it, so now we're keeping it for the last two. Let's keep it for the last 15 minutes. You wanted it? You got it.
It's Sour 97 of the Defense brought to you by Toyota of Poway, but it's San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. It's the season to save at Toyota of Poway. The Black Friday sales event is on. Brand new Toyotas in stock and ready to roll. Hurry to Toyota of Poway or ToyotaPoway.com and drive home happy this holiday. We got some high school football games this weekend. Hoover and Morse will start up on Friday at 3 o'clock. 7-6 Hoover Cardinals taking an 8-4 Morse Tigers. Should be a fun game again. And I think that's it. Was that Division 4? It's either Division 4 or Division 5, if I remember correctly. It is the Division 5 game. So it's Division 5 Hoover and Morse. battling it out at Southwestern College. That'll be the first game of this weekend. Santa Fe Christian still can. It'll be a good one. They are the night game on Friday at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, Valley Center will take on Eastlake at noon. Central will take on Christian at 3:30. And Granite Hills will play Lincoln at 7:30. And that's a look at this weekend's games in high school football. Party at the Odyssey Studio. True. Hey, everybody else is gone.
I was going to say, if by party you mean two goobers doing a show for 15 more minutes, yeah. Oh, we're rolling.
Couple of goobers. I did not tell.
Oh, you didn't give him the Golden Goofer?
Well, yeah, you know, Minnesota's coach was there. Like, one of the recruit. I didn't want to say it in front of him. That was kind of weird.
Well, no,
weird.
You pull him to the side.
I
and
was going to wait.
Yeah, have fun being a Golden Goofer.
Want to be a Golden Goofer? He's going there this weekend, so it'll be cool to see that. But anyway, yeah, $20 parking on Friday and Saturday there via the $3 that it was yesterday.
Would you rather be a Golden Goofer or a Purdue? Still in
oh,
the Big
definitely
Ten.
A Golden Goofer.
You're still in the Big Ten.
It's definitely a Golden Goofer. You ever been to West Lafayette, Indiana?
I've been through it.
Yeah, that's not great either. Where's that guy? Where's that Notre Dame guy that was all upset about me making fun of the state of Indiana? That is a boring state, dude. That is such a boring state. The whole part of that argument, by the way, was like they have nothing to do in those towns except for go to the football games. And he's like, "What are you talking about? It's packed on Notre Dame Saturdays." You're proving my point, dog.
Proving my point doesn't make it less true.
Yeah, unless you guys are playing on a Tuesday night, ain't nothing going on in Indiana. Except for cow tipping, maybe. Anybody done that before? That seems like a lot of effort. And it's, you know, poor cow. And tractor tipping? Lots of farmers markets out there in Indiana. Nate's on it. All right. The Thanksgiving conversation got cut short because of
The expected phone call
we were just kind of late on. All right, so you said white meat turkey with the skin.
Juicy white meat turkey with the skin. Yes. Juicy is the most important part.
You said out on gravy, out on sweet potatoes. I was talking about the sweet potatoes before. So the sweet potatoes, if you put cinnamon and brown sugar on there, you're basically just eating pumpkin pie. Just wait for dessert. Yeah. I don't need sweet potatoes on my plate. Is it there? Will I add it? Yeah. Do I try everything on the buffet-style Thanksgiving meal? Yeah, of course. But you know what? I don't need it. What about rutabagas?
Root them out of my kitchen.
I don't even know what those are. They look like sweet potatoes, but that for some reason has been a staple at the Soprano household. I don't even know what those are, rutabagas. I don't even know how to spell it.
They're root vegetables.
I know. Rutabaga.
That
rutabaga recipe.
Name.
They're like a potato looking thing, aren't they?
Something.
So they do like a mashed rutabaga recipe. I don't know what else this is too.
We're with it, guys. Don't worry.
Ruta what? Rutabaga. Here's something that I will not eat on Thanksgiving. Any type of gelatin with a marshmallow top? No, thank you. And the sweet potatoes, it could be the rutabaga recipe that we use. Whatever it has with the marshmallow layer on top, no. Do not put that on my plate. Absolutely disgusting. No, thank you. I talked about the... my plate would be a little lightly, a little dark meat, a little ham. Got to have a dinner roll. Got to have mashed potatoes. I do a little bit of gravy just for the taste. Cranberry sauce. Mac and cheese. Got to add a little stuffing too. That's the gigantic plate. But now you got to go little all over the place. Now, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. And the actual thing was, who was it? Rod said it. The tutia. Or tutke is what my family calls it. The meat pie. That's a Wednesday night thing for us. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, it was tutier and cherry cake. The cherry cake is phenomenal. That is a staple. It's a Soprano household.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Richard. We used to call him a different name, but Uncle Richard is what we're going to go with. Use your imagination.
You don't need to think too hard.
He was my dad's. He's my dad's grandfather, or my dad's dad's brother. So my dad's uncle. So my great uncle, I guess. He used to make the, what up, unk? He used to make cherry cake, which was delicious. And we'd have cherry cake and the tutia. But I, the rod. Yeah, there it is. The meat pie thing with cloves and like Bailey, it's just so disgusting. I refuse to eat it. My uncle used to say, there's not enough ketchup in the world to have tutke. Tutik. So then I'd have to have pasta on the side. The Italians started to, the Italian side of the family would make a thing of pasta for the kids. But every Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we'd all go over to my, I don't know why they used to do this, but we would go to my grandmother's house on Thanksgiving, and we would go to her house on the night before Thanksgiving to have tutier and then play Aggravation. Have you ever played the game Aggravation?
No, I just live it with my family.
Some of these comments in the chat. Turkey sandwich needs Miracle Whip. Gross.
Oh, God.
No gravy. I said I'd have gravy, man. Give me a break. The meat pie is disgusting. So bad. Awful. Yum. No, it's not. It's terrible. It comes with like pickled beets and stuff like that. Disgusting. You've ever played... have you even heard about the game Aggravation?
No.
Have you ever played the game Sorry?
Yes.
I mean, not Sorry. Trouble. Yeah. Game Trouble?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So it's the same thing as it's an older game. It was okay. Before Trouble came about, for the little thing in the middle, you pop and the whatever. It's a fun game. There's six players, and you got to get your four pieces around the board and into
your
safe
slot. Yeah,
yeah, into home, and the Supremos play it for money. So,
oh God,
and some of the cousins like throwing down some big time dollars.
Hold on.
Speaking of
gambling us. Problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play to 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
I've won it a couple of times. Sometimes the cousins want to play for like $50 a round. I'm like, are you out of your mind? A dollar is fine. But the aggravation, it was an aggravating game. It was fun. It's a fun little deal. Hi, Roland.
No, Galastic.
That's true. That would be a serious game of aggravation. Anyway, we only got a minute left, and Martin and Santee has called in. Let's get to Martin to finish up the week on 97.3 The Fan before everybody goes to the holiday. What's going on, Martin?
Gentlemen, just wanted to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And Braden, specifically, congratulations on the victory last night and continued efforts going towards a state title. And guys,
thank you.
Just truly being thankful for your show. The diversity, again, keeping San Diego State in the limelight like you have, multiple sports, women's basketball, football, you name it, but such a great addition to sports in San Diego. Soccer, Drake, I mean, all you guys are great. And Frank, you know, pleasure meeting you. Look forward to, again, meeting you, Braden, at some point, but just wanted to tell you how thankful I am for the diversity, the effort that you bring, and the passion that you show with your show. So congratulations on a wonderful year so far and continued success in the future. So happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you very much, Martin.
Thanks,
for Frank
Uncle
Marchese,
Martin.
I'm Braden Suprenant. All of us at 97 Through the Fan wishing all of you guys out there a safe and fun Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be back on Monday. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the turkey. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.